Hey, what's up, teacher homies? Welcome to another episode of Teachers Off Duty Podcast. On this episode, we're going to be talking about the wildest tales from the school nurse. We're going to be discussing things like soggy ice packs, velvet ants, bees getting stuck in the nose, and tongues getting stuck on the flagpoles. You don't want to miss it. Hello, educators, and we're back. Welcome to the Teachers Off Duty Special Report. It is your man, Casey Mack, here with the wonderful...
Honest Teacher Vibes.
And Devin Siebold.
Devin will be giving us sports later, and Bree will be giving us weather. But before that...
I like the intro.
The way you start is the way that she's already laughing every time. It reminds me when we would do this thing in school where I would get off the elevator like with like a friend or like a coworker, and we would be like mid conversation, but we would be like in a fake conversation. So like I'd get off the elevator with my coworker, and there'd be like four students there, and I'd be like, "So anyways, the judge said if they can't find the murder weapon, then I get to walk away." And we were just, and the kids are like, "What?" And, like, and you would just, that's so, you just gotta lead with it. Just jump
right,
into
just
it.
Go
jump
with
in,
it.
Just jump into it.
Now that's beautiful, man. And you know what else is beautiful? The Board Teachers Comedy Tour. That's right.
Beautiful.
Next weekend.
That's what a lot of people describe it that way. They leave and they go, that was beautiful.
It was just beautifully beautiful. It was beautifully beautiful.
I'm not going to play with either one of y'all.
It is a beautiful thing. Why is it a beautiful thing? Because we're making educators across the country laugh. We're making them relate and love each other and love us because we love them. And we will be in Idaho. We will be in Salt Lake City next weekend. So, man, are these sold out?
I don't think so.
Oh, no? Oh, we still got some tickets.
So get your tickets.
Get your tickets, people. Get your tickets. Get your tickets. You definitely don't want to miss that. You know who else don't want to miss that? Canada. That's who. That's right. Because we're going to be in Toronto and Ottawa.
And I think
that's
some of those are sold out. They had to add extra
shows.
Yeah.
They was adding extra shows.
They love us in Canada.
Yes, and we love Canada.
They just want to go inside to warmth.
It will be a little chilly then. Hopefully, they start to warm up in April because we're going to be in Kentucky, Indiana, Fort Worth, Texas, my home. Ooh. Well, I'm not, you know, it's in the DFW area, but, you know, close enough. A lot of Dallas teachers are going to come. It's going to show up. We're going to be in Louisiana. We're going to be in Mississippi, Wyoming, and Colorado. That's all in April.
Way you say Colorado.
And then guess what? It doesn't stop there because why? In May, we're going to be in North Carolina, Georgia, back in Georgia, Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin. And guess what? California, IA, we're coming to you all over that,
I'm going.
We're gonna be all over that day.
To Cali.
So I can't wait. I love the tour. Spring break is gonna go down.
Turned up on spring break. Turn all the way up. Not the chuga chuga train.
I don't know why I tooted it up.
How many chugas is it? Chuga 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 chuga.
Yeah, that one. Yep.
The argument over the amount of tuga. Tell us what we're talking about today, Casey.
Today we're talking about the wildest tales from the school nurse. Dun, okay. Dun, dun.
The pause made me think you were talking about like tales. I was like, what type of animal tales are we talking about?
Like the wildest tales.
Hey, I mean, I don't know about y'all. You could only imagine. Okay, think about this. We have funny stories just being in the classroom with these students. So imagine the stories that come out of the nurse's office because these kids are coming very over theatric with their ailments and their issues. So you can only imagine how funny some of these stories are.
I want to preface this.
What preface you got? It.
Because I'm reading and I read the longer ones. I know, Casey, you saw the one-liners. You did what my students do.
Yep.
And you skipped all the ones.
I definitely did.
That were like four or five sentences.
That one's
too long.
I ain't got time for that.
But one of them I read, which was longer, and you didn't read it.
That's right. What
I
you
would
got?
Like to acknowledge it. This is not a wildest tale. I saw this in here and I'm like, that's not a wild tale. That's just crazy to think of it. It said, I'm a school nurse. I'm not a boo-boo kisser. I have four kids who have seizures. I have 25 prescription drugs a day. I see 40 to 50 students every day. That includes the 25 meds I give. Mm. We have diabetic kids on pumps that have to be monitored. We also have students with diseases you couldn't possibly consider that they have. Mm. We have to keep up with immunization, vision, hearing screenings, dental screenings, chart on every student they see every day.
Gala.
Just as busy at the school as I was if I was at the hospital. Plus, I put in extra work here. No overtime. Salary is way less than working at the hospital, but I love my students, love my staff. I get the holidays and summer off and snow days, so the benefits are worth it. But reading that, I was like, you know, you think school nurse, oh, kid hurt his arm, go down. Mm-hmm. But you don't think of the daily tasks.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, the daily check-ins, the daily, and it's getting exponentially more.
Because I didn't even think about the fact like the all the different, because you know we have our kids that they have to leave to go take medicine, but some of these other ones I didn't even think about them. That's true. She said she's as busy as she was at the hospital. I can see that because it's one school nurse.
She's so overwhelmed. That's a very long list, which is why I refused to read it because I was getting overwhelmed just reading it. I'm like, oh my god, let me go to the smaller
one. I feel overworked and underpaid right now.
Hey, shout out to school nurses for real.
Before we even preface, do any of this, I want to just shout out those school nurses, man. That job is not for the week, and you know their pay schedule is not great. You know, I know they make a little more than us, but you think about it, their credentials being a registered nurse, that affords them the ability to make way more. Mm-hmm. So they are literally taking a pay cut to be down there with the kids.
That's very true.
You know, it's not teachers. We don't have like another option. They have literally a backup career that is better, and they're choosing to be there for the kids. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's not like they could tell jokes on stage.
I know. Well, maybe they could.
Oh yeah. I was like, there's probably got crazy jokes as teachers do.
Oh, Nurse Blake.
And we know that because
Nurse Blake. Shout out to Nurse Blake.
Shout out to Nurse Blake. I don't know you, but you sound cool.
Yeah.
So one of these is, you know, we always, like, somebody always is like, when it's cold outside, I'm going to lick the flagpole.
Yep.
It's like a
Christmas story.
Yeah. So this lady said only one tongue stuck to the flagpole this year. Usually we have 4 to 5 by this time of year. Alaska school nurse. Shout out to Alaska school nurses. What do you do? Because you're not supposed to pour hot water on it, right?
I thought that's the only way to get it off.
I thought you weren't supposed to pour hot water. Why are we both looking at that?
Hot water. I think just warm water. I mean, you wouldn't pour boiling water down the,
I didn't say boiling, Devin. I said hot. You got two problems.
It would have to be the warm water that gets the tongue off of it.
Yeah, I think it's just warm water.
Because you know what's crazy is like some kids, like they probably, you don't call the school and they try. Can you imagine a kid trying to just pull their tongue off?
Have you ever done that?
No.
So I thought it was a myth. I didn't think that was real when I saw it on TV. Like when I saw A Christmas Story, I thought it was like a joke.
Oh, no.
And so I started working at a restaurant.
You did.
And I went into
the
walk-in cooler, the freezer, the deep freeze, and we had like a little pole separating the different foods.
Yeah.
And I was like, one time I just like, and I put my tongue right to it. Woo! It was stuck instantly. Ooh. And I pulled it away because I was scared and I started bleeding. And I
had.
Yep. And I was like, oh my goodness, why did I do that? It was bleeding. So I had to go apply pressure and I had to take a little bit of time away from.
What the heck?
Yep.
Were you a teenager when you did it?
You know.
Don't tell.
Did you run to the school nurse?
Don't tell. It's
real. I'm here to tell you it's real.
He real. He
saw all the cameras.
He saw it.
It is real.
This is real. It's real.
This is the funniest thing, the worst thing in the world, okay? But it's so funny. All right. And I'm sure school nurses have to deal with this all the time. I had a electric, like, paint, like a wall poster, and it had lights on it. Uh-huh. And, like, you plug it in, you know, you plug it in with the little plug-in.
Yeah, yeah.
And it had the little box, you know, that you plug into the wall. And I had a waterbed. This was 90s. And I plugged it into the thing to go to bed, and it wasn't on. And I was like, what the heck? I said, did it fall out of the wall or something? And I couldn't reach back there because it's a waterbed. I couldn't move the bed. And I was like, I don't know if this thing's plugged in. And I wet my tongue.
No!
And I was like, maybe it's like a battery. And you just get a little, and you can tell. And it is not like a battery. It
Did
was
it
plugged in. And it was.
Oh, no!
I literally shocked myself.
Devin, you could have died trying to plug up your waterbed.
On a waterbed. That's the worst part. It's like, if there was a leak, I wouldn't be here.
How are you still alive?
I don't know.
Let me warm it up.
And I just literally like, and I was like, it's plugged in. It's plugged in.
We
and
need
I,
to do more podcast episodes hey, together because some hey. Stuff I'm finding out about you, I've known you for like you three, know, 2 years.
I'm absolutely shocked. There it is.
That is crazy. This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. Are you that one friend in the group that loves to treat yourself? It's okay. Honestly, we all do it. You know, you go get a pedicure and opt for the extra 10-minute foot massage with green tea infused lotion. Or maybe you refuse to make coffee at home because that fancy coffee shop is on the way to school. Or you're the type that always buys double at a sale because it's actually like saving money. Well, if you treat yourself to the top options with everything in life, why settle when finding a doctor? It is your health after all. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book tens of thousands of top-tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews. So don't settle. Go for the best and find the right doctor for you. With ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. I use ZocDoc and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/teachers and download the ZocDoc app for free. Find and book your new top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/TEACHERS. ZocDoc.com/teachers.
Do
you
ridiculous.
Just things that you don't think about? Like, I'm not going to act like I didn't stick a fork in the light socket when I was
you did.
A kid. I did. Did you do it?
No, I didn't do that one. All my light sockets were occupied behind the waterbed. And I
didn't stick anything anywhere.
You didn't stick a fork in the light socket?
No, nothing like that. You guys,
I don't know. It's kind of like, you know how like curiosity killed the cat? Like, sometimes mm-hmm. you just do dumb stuff and you're like, let me just see. Yep. Died, like, well, on the spot. Like
Florida, happen. Mississippi.
Yeah, Texas people think they're better than everybody.
They do, yeah.
He's from Kansas, though. Are you thinking hard?
I stuck a marble up my nose one time and got scared.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, speaking
was that
of
at school?
Did you do it at school?
No, it was in my front room.
Speaking of something that got stuck up somebody's nose, it was in my front room. This teacher said that a kid got a bee stuck up their nose.
Oh, yeah, did you see that one? Yes, I saw that on here. A bee,
And it was still alive. Oh,
yikes.
Oh, no.
Because what do? You just get some tweezers and pull it. I don't think she could get it out. But, oh, I don't think it said, but.
Yeah.
And then the funny part.
Especially if there's an allergy or something, that's even worse.
Oh,
but.
My gosh.
Well, I heard, too, because I did more research on that story, and the bee actually stung the kid in the nose. And blood didn't come out, but honey did. Now, next we have Devin.
I hope that was a wide shot on the video, because before you even started the story, I knew it was going to be just ridiculous. And I started looking at the camera with mundane expression, knowing that this was going absolutely nowhere.
I was invested.
See, I've toured with Casey slightly longer than you.
I was invested.
I know when my time has been wasted by the
time
first
I
syllable.
He was crying. I know when my time is wasted. He got me one time because I thought he was crying at the end of an episode. And he was like so serious. And I was like, oh my gosh. And he goes, this is why it's important to teach drama in schools. Because I was like, yes. Casey, he had like actual tears. I stood up. I was mad.
But if Devin was on the episode, he would not have fell for it. Devin would have been there like,
I'm like, he's my brother. I feel like he's crying. I mean, you can see me in the clip. I looked so serious the whole time. I was just like, oh, Casey's big. Because at first I thought he was playing. I was like, he's not being serious. And he started crying. I was like, oh, no, he's crying. I was like, Casey. And he just bust out laughing after. Oh, why, yada.
And for those of y'all who wants to see what she's talking about, I believe that was an episode where we talked about teachers who have to wear numerous hats. What
don't
was
even
it, the,
ask me because I don't know the
it
name.
It was the different roles that we have to play, like the multiple jobs and things we have to do.
It was funny.
The worst school injury that I've ever witnessed, like personally, was do you know what a velvet ant is?
Mm-mm.
You don't know what it's like? It's in Florida.
From the sounds of it, I hope to never find out.
You don't want to. It is essentially a massive ant that is a wasp family, like without wings. There's tons of them. It's like imagine a nest of wasps that don't fly. So anyways, I remember it was a student who saw one in the sand, and I don't know what they were thinking, but they walked up
to
it.
The same thing you thought when you plugged your...
They picked it up and didn't know it was from the wasp family, and it immediately stung them, and the velvet ant is like a 1,000 times worse than a wasp
or
an ant bite.
Are you serious?
Oh, the scream that kid made. Ooh. And I knew right away. I was like, oh, my gosh. And I took him immediately to the nurse. Ooh. And I don't know what kind of reactions and stuff. I know.
Oh, that's sad.
But it's those type of things, when you go into the playground and stuff like that, I can't imagine what school nurses deal with because of all the stuff that's out there, all the things and ways they can get hurt. And you got to be ready.
Because I mean, in your mind, like, most ants are harmless. And you're like, oh, no, that's this a big
one,
ant.
You would look at this one and go, no.
Oh, like, so if you've never seen it. It does look a little.
Yeah, but worst part about velvet ants, and I don't know if you know this, this is a Florida thing.
Are they red?
Informing you, they're bright red. If you step on them, they do not squish.
Are you serious?
They stay alive.
I don't like Florida. Remember that gecko that was on the outside of our hotel and y'all had to come get me? Because I was not coming out. I was like, there is something. It was the size of this paper. It was just hanging out on the wall. And our Airbnb, one time we came down here for the podcast, there was a lizard in my room and I was screaming at the top of my lungs for them to come down and kill it, and nobody came. I was like, there is a lizard in here. And I was scared to death. And I think I slept on the kitchen counter because I was scared.
Bree, are you going with us if we tour Australia?
Nope.
Because of the bugs?
No.
The bugs?
Hard and fast no. I can't. Like, it's something about it. This is the most wildlife that I have been exposed to in Florida. There are walking down the street to Panera to get before I got to Disney. There's just lizards crawling all across. Mm-hmm. I can't
go a little farther south and get those giant iguanas.
Oh,
and the snakes, the huge snakes.
Oh no.
Yep.
No. I can't.
I need a nurse right now. Y'all keep talking like this.
I need a nurse right now.
I'm getting the eebie-jeebies.
Another one said, this is an interesting one here, but I can imagine seeing this quite a bit. I've been a school nurse for 20 years. I can't even begin to tell you how many parents have walked into my office asking for medical advice and listing out detailed, grotesque symptoms as if they were a personal, WebMD that could diagnose their every health issue, everything from STDs to foot warts.
Stop. Well, you know what?
Wow.
Yeah. And you know what? Nurses, y'all some saints, because I never hear, this is the first time I'm like really hearing some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like they deal with more than just the kids being annoying about needing an ice pack.
You ever try to pass off your kids' symptoms, your symptoms on your kid's doctor because you don't want to have to pay for two copays?
Yep.
The kids, like, you take them in and the doctor's like, so we're going to see him for an illness. Yeah. Hey
real quick.
Listen, let's say every morning he woke up and was like, my left side hurts. And I was like, that's weird. What would that be in him?
Not saying it's happening, but hypothetically, I think every parent, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because I ain't paying too much.
That's the same. I would imagine school nurses deal with that, too.
Because they have medical knowledge.
Telling me that it burns when he urinates. Like, sir, he's only 3.
I did have a kid during class that announced that to the entire class. And I was like, hey, man. He was like, Ms. Richardson, can I go to the nurse? And I was like, why? I don't know why. Don't ask him why. Don't ask him why in front of him. Because some stuff you learn and teach in the hard way. I said why. He said, because my mama told me, it pee when I burn when I go to the bathroom. My mama told me if it happened at school, I could call her and I could go home.
So I don't know how you handle this, but I've actually figured out a way to do that. We have a...
Because I was not prepared for that at all. I had no idea that was what he was about to say.
We have a nurse form that says symptoms and circle one or add in or whatever. I write their name. They go, can I go to the nurse? I say, yeah, sure. I write their name on it. I sign my name. And then I have them come over. I say, fill that out.
Write down
and then
symptoms.
Rip it up, take it to the office. I just throw it right in my desk as the, you know, so I have written record that they're gone. But I don't read it. I don't want anything to do with their medical... I don't think that's my right to know.
I don't know why I ask... You why know? I'm like,
I just simply say, you fill it out. And sometimes if it's like early in the year, I'd be like, put your name there too. I don't have time for the name. What's your name?
Just so you can read and see it.
Dude, because we can't learn. Some teachers, they learn their kids' names fast. I'm like, it's the 3rd 9 weeks. Some of y'all, I still don't know your name.
That's why it's cool to give nicknames out. And this one nurse says she had a nickname. She called herself the Vaseline Queen.
Where do you see that?
It's down at number 5.
The Vaseline Queen?
Because she so many chapped tap lips.
Oh. That went where I wasn't thinking it was going.
But you would think the stuff that gets stuck up your nose. Like, I was
deja vu.
Get it out. Mm-hmm. The stuff that gets stuck up. Now we're being 100. Yeah. Nurses use Vaseline. Like some of the stuff, like you can't. One, scabs. Two, injuries. And Neosporin.
Yeah.
Looks mm-hmm. like Vaseline. Yeah. Aquaphor looks yeah. like as a mama with a little kid who was a baby. Really, like the yeah. Aquaphor just goes on the injuries.
Oh, stupid.
I think so I dated a Vaseline queen in college.
I was the Vaseline king growing up.
Here's another one. It says, no joke, I once had a dad come in and practically beg me if I could write him a script for Viagra. It was so uncomfortable.
Why he asked the nurse, the school nurse?
Sometimes they think they have the ability to write prescriptions.
They're not doctors. They can't prescribe medicine.
Oh, I mean, man. If they're technically,
was
if you're an RN.
Funny,
you,
I wonder?
Well, I mean, he might have hoped she was like a. I think, can't RN.
It's a nurse practitioner.
Nurse practitioner. That's yeah, nurse so practitioner. If it was a nurse practitioner, then they could write it, you know. But yeah, I don't. But plus, like, why would you.
It just depends on, too, like, the knowledge level of, like, the understanding of, like, what. The different levels. Of
I think it's funny how she says it was so uncomfortable. For who?
No. let's reenact it. This is how the conversation. You play the nurse. And so let's just assume the only reason why the dad.
I don't want to role play this let's situation. Do it. I'm
okay,
not
here,
do
Casey,
it.
Take the pencil yeah, let, for reference. Let, sorry. But, let's
assume that the dad is only up there because I'm talking about the kid. So let's just be like, hey, Nurse Johnson. Johnson and Johnson, thanks for the Band-Aids. But listen, Nurse Johnson, thank you for seeing my son, Timmy. You know, heard he had a little fever. I came up here to pick him up. Thank you.
No problem. For
Timmy, step outside. Step outside.
Real quick. Hook your boy up with some of them blue pill prescription, though.
I'm sorry?
You know, them blue pills.
I'm sorry?
You know, the blue pills, ma'am.
Sorry, what blue pills?
Nurse Viagra.
I think my phone's ringing. Hello? Yeah, I can. You need me in room 140? Okay, here I come. I'm so sorry, sir. I have to step out. This mofo just asked me.
Is that Walgreens with my prescription?
Let me call it into the pharmacy right now.
Casey, it looks like she stiffed you. I'll be here all night.
This episode is brought to you by Lumi Deodorant. January has come and gone, but it's not too late to start your New Year's resolution. And no, I'm not talking about getting tangled in an elliptical or eating the world's most depressing salads. Here's one that will stick. Smelling better all the time. Thanks to our sponsor, Lumi, you can smell good with or without clothes all year. Lumi is game-changing, whole-body deodorant designed by an OBGYN to work not only on the pits, but also the feets, privates, and everywhere else it gets odor. No matter where you use it, Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day long, all thanks to its one-of-a-kind pH-optimized formula. And they've got over 275,000 five-star reviews to show for it. I put Lumi deodorant on every morning, and I still smell fresh when I get home at the end of the day. Make the switch to Lumi, and this year will be all about the head-to-toe confidence. No salads required. Check out their special offer for Teachers Off-Duty listeners. New customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with our exclusive code and link. Use code TOD at LumiDeodorant.com. That's Lumi, LumiDeodorant.com, and use the code TOD.
This lady said a student came to see me after eating hand sanitizer because his teacher said his breath smelled.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a call to poison control.
Yeah.
But guess what?
Why would he eat the hand sanitizer, though?
I don't know, but guess what? His mouth was 99.9% germ-free.
No, I think that's Listerine.
No, that's antibacterial.
Some of the stuff, like, but again, the stuff that we just described, I can't even say, why would you eat the hand sanitizer? Because why would I stick the fork in the socket?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it like your brain ain't developed all the way until you turn
25? Why would
25?
You lick the freezer or stick your tongue in the waterbed light poster?
I mean, this one I'm dealing with now at our school is says, first year teaching, one of my students came in from lunch with a note that said he had eggs in his hair. and I should put all this stuff in plastic bags to send him home for the day.
Oh.
I didn't think that they served breakfast for lunch that day. I was confused, but I did as the note said. 30 minutes later, the janitor nurse came down to check all my kids for eggs and bag up all their clothing. That is when the nurse told me it was lice eggs.
Oh, no.
She and I laughed for months about it. On the final day of school, she gave me some notepads with the shape of a fried egg and a lice comb.
That nurse has a good sense of humor. I thought they were talking about eggs, too.
So we actually got a text from the school saying, just be sure to check your... It's one of those, just be sure to check your kids. And it's like the when the teacher comes around and looks at your thing and goes, guys, be sure to read the whole question.
You know everybody. It was
you messed up. So when I saw that text, I was like, somebody has it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's lice going around the school. And that's such a weird thing. It's like elementary schools deal with lice.
Yeah.
And like, but it's then you don't ever see it again after
I don't feel because Peyton's in kindergarten and we have to check. Yeah.
But I heard they don't send kids home no more.
Don't send them home.
What?
Yes.
I mean, at least not in the state of Mississippi, because they said it's not technically like harmful or something like that. Like it's
to who?
I know, but I
of course it's not harmful to you. You're bald, sir. But these babies have
hair. They were saying something about like I can't remember. Somebody look it up and put it in the comments. But there are some schools where they don't send them home anymore for lice, because even though it's contagious, it's like it would be like sending home a kid that has a cold in their mind, I guess, because they don't have a fever.
I think you should send them home too.
But they don't, you know, because it's like you can come to school with a cold. So I'm guessing. I don't know. I don't agree with the reasoning, but I understand what they're saying, because some kids, they would never be at school then, because they have reoccurring lice, because the parents
still do the checks.
Especially,
I don't think so.
Especially
because we used to have to line up at the nurse once every three months.
They're not allowed
to do
that.
And they would part your hair. They would look in your hair.
They're not allowed to do that.
Especially the kids that don't want to go to school. They'll just keep that little jar of lice. And anytime they get cured, they just reach in and pull some more and be like, another week off.
the teachers would do that too.
Let me join in.
Let me see that.
Okay, but you know, we hear stuff, we read in our comments when people tell us stuff. Somebody put that in my comments, so I don't know how true that is, though. Mm-hmm. But I know I've seen them since.
But you read it on the internet. It must be true.
Shut up, Devin. Do y'all's kids like all the time ask to, can I go to the nurse? Yes, they go to the nurse, they get an ice pack, or they got an ice pack from the nurse in somebody else's class. The ice pack is now lukewarm, and they raise their hand and ask, can I take this ice pack back to the nurse? It's a disposable ice pack, my boy. At what point in time are y'all going to realize
you get ice packs?
We have Ziploc baggies with ice chunks. Yeah.
It's literally one of those, it's never actually frozen. I don't even
really?
Know.
Really? Oh, it's one of those
cold.
Where they like the chemical ones?
Yeah, you crush it
and
it's just cold. I'm like, this is not ice. Mm. It's just cold
water. Our bougie.
Are you kidding me? I'm not going to say anything else because I ain't trying to expose my school.
That's crazy.
That's still bougie.
It's like literally a bag of water.
Well, my favorite is like the kid will be like, just sneeze. And they'll be like, I don't feel well. Can I go to the nurse? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, can four of my friends walk me?
No.
Because
no.
I need an entourage.
Y'all are not taking a trip to Mordor. You don't need
to deliver the ring.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Like, it's
so funny too
because like a kid will get like a little scrape on their knee. And they come in like carrying them like Weekend at Bernie's. They're like, you know, like
one time a kid told he was like, Miss Richardson, can I go to the nurse? And he came, or he had already been to the nurse before he came to my class, and he came in like limping. And I was like, what happened to you? And he's like, I hurt my ankle at PE. But like the way that he was walking, and I'm like, if you hurt your ankle, how is your foot up on your tippy toes and you are putting that, you wouldn't be able to do that. And he goes, my hip muscle like detached from the bone. And so, sir, you would be in the emergency room. I don't think that works the way that you think it works. He was fully convinced that after he was like, it's my ankle. And then he was like, no, it's my muscle detached from my hip bone. I was like, go sit down. Because I don't even know what you just said. That don't even matter. I could have sworn you just said the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That doesn't even make sense.
It's like when...
put an ice pack on it.
Put some lukewarm
water.
It's
like when the kid says their foot hurts, you know, and they're limping, but they're limping on the
wrong
foot.
On the wrong foot.
And you're like, wait a minute.
You're like, kid,
you
I was born.
You said that one hurts. They don't know how to limp yet perfectly.
I was born at night, but I was not born last night. This lady said, I had our nurse remove a splintered eye. I got on a field trip at a farm. Afterwards, she said to me, now let's hope you just don't die of tetanus. I got a lot of anxieties throughout the school day. You could left that one out.
Well, you know, what are you talking about? You think tetanus is from a splinter?
It's not, but I don't know why the nurse would say that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought
I will get tetanus throw from this wood. Pin at you.
And then I might get tetanus if it's right.
Maybe that nurse needed to not be there, or maybe she was cracking a joke. I don't know. This, like I said, I have a cool story. When my youngest was in kindergarten, less than 2 months in, the school nurse called me because she had a fever. Turns out she had strep.
Oof.
The cool part, my daughter had not gone to the nurse or complained. This nurse had simply seen her in the hall, knew from looking at her eyes that she was sick. I never worried about my daughter while she was at school. I knew she was in the best hands.
Wow, yeah.
Well, let's just hope it's not tetanus.
Shouts out to her. But you imagine looking at a kid and like being able to like identify like, I think that's...
No, see, Bree. I told you, two words into Casey starting a story, I've been in this game so long that I know it's not a real story. Mm-hmm. And you buy into it, but mm-hmm. I'm a professional, and I know that this is not what he's... I can see it in his eyes. See it as soon as he starts, and I'm like, that's not a real story.
This is not a real story.
So it's the same as the nurse. The nurse has seen so much sickness that it's just, it's ingrained.
But I guess as parents, like, we can tell when our kids are, because they have a tell when they're, like, actually, I mean, they just have a malaise about them. Like, they're tired. I can tell when my kids are sick and when they're, like...
Mm-hmm.
Here's one right here. I had a nurse. She was wearing a full body cast, and she was unable to put a Band-Aid on my cut. So the principal had to do it.
Okay. So the next one.
I thought you said you can tell when he's BSing.
I know. But he might have wrote these, so then I don't know.
Point proven.
Yeah.
Give us one, dude.
So this next one says, I'm a school nurse. In the past 2 years, I've seen more teachers than students. It never occurred to me that I could go to the nurse.
I do.
You do?
Well, I can't remember. I think I, got blocked by you playing basketball one day and I had to go. No. But I did go to the nurse because I don't know how, but I hurt my back in my sleep. I don't know. I was like fighting off having a bad trauma dream about teaching. And I twisted my back somehow in my sleep, and I didn't have an ice pack. And I sent a kid to the nurse. I sent a kid to the nurse with a note and was like, "This is Ms. Richardson, can I please get two ice packs?" And she had She sent lukewarm water back ASAP.
I used to go to the nurse's office. I used to get anytime like my contact came out, I didn't have no solution. I would go there get solution. I used to go there to get my blood pressure taken.
Oh yeah,
sometimes see if it was high. Sometimes throughout the day I'll be like, "This doesn't feel
right." Blood pressure through the roof.
And I'll go to the nurse's office. She'll have me sit there. My little cup, and she goes, "Yeah, it's kind of high. You might need it." I was like,
"Calm down."
I'm like, "Well, I teach here, so hello."
I'm scared to get my blood pressure. The only time I get my blood pressure checked at school is like if I really am like vision getting a little. I'm like, "Let me go check."
So I don't know if I ever told you this story, but I was in college and I was in a politics and spirituality class, a very weird class.
That is.
Yeah, we were sitting in a circle. I was right next to this girl next to me, and she was in like a little skirt and her legs were exposed. That has nothing to do with the story but it does here. So I had a pencil and I was writing with my pencil.
Yeah.
And I went to adjust my pants and I kept my pencil in my hand. And my hand came off my pants, and I stabbed her into the thigh, like full on. Like, you ever seen Ace Ventura when Nature Calls, when he's got like the thing?
Yeah.
That, and I mean, it was like, "Ooh!" And I was like, and she screamed, I screamed. It was a complete accident, but I remember I was like, "Oh my gosh!" And I had stabbed her in the leg, and it was a terrible moment. I remember it distinctly.
The taste out your mouth just as a reaction.
It was a complete accident, but I was very apologetic and. And luckily she was fine, but the next day she had on like the thickest wool pants. She was like, "He's having him stab me twice."
Sitting next to him. So have y'all? So the school nurses have to deal with a lot of throw up.
Oh yes, they do.
Right, I can't. As parents, like just we can't even deal with. I can't. They thought this kid threw up in her book bag. And the kid told the teacher, "I threw up in my book bag." When the teacher looked, because I don't know why you would look, but she looked, and it was what it actually was graham crackers that were crumpled up in the bottom of her book bag, and her water bottle had spilled on top of the graham crackers, but to the teacher, she just kind of glanced because she wasn't trying to get close. And she was like, oh, go to the nurse. And when she got to the nurse was like, what are you doing? Like, she's like, this isn't throw up. She's like, this is graham crackers and water. And she's like, yeah, no, I just crunched up some. And then my water spilled, and I felt like it was a good excuse to leave class.
Oh, wow.
Crafty little kid. Crafty little kid.
And let me tell you right now, if I was still teaching, my principal would come in and see graham crackers and water on the floor and be like, oh, gosh, I think I got to go. I am not feeling well.
I am not going to be able to stay at work today.
Yep.
I got one from a high school nurse. It says, a high school student got pregnant. School nurse talked to dad about the birth. School nurse talked. Ended up talking to dad about the birth control.
You gotta look at the paper.
This is a real one right here. So, a high school student got pregnant, and so the nurse was talking to the dad about birth control. She goes, "You really should talk to your daughter about birth control." Mm-hmm. And he says, "I tried. I nailed her window shut." And it says, "True story."
That was action, not a talk. Like nailing the window shut is.
That's but here's my kidnapping.
Point. Right.
Right. That's
but come on, Dad, you thought that's birth control? That's
you got to have a conversation with him. That's
what is this, Back to the Future?
And he meant that, too. He's like, I nailed her window shut. Sir, what
is this
the
is
world?
Not Clarissa explains it all. She does not have somebody coming up through the window.
Can you imagine a house fire and she can't, the child can't get out? Sir, no, sir.
This
is a safety hazard. That's a safety hazard. Absolutely.
But at least she won't be pregnant.
This lady said, when I was in elementary school, I had my tonsils removed, which caused scarring in the back of my throat. Plus, I always ran a higher temperature than most kids. So whenever I want to go home, I'd go to the nurse and she would send me home because she thought I was getting strep. Sometimes I think back to her and wonder if she actually knew it was rarely strep. Because your temperature is just normally high with your...
That's weird.
I don't know what that makes sense to me.
I could see like...
Oh, she always... The kid always... her because, you know, the average, you know, to 98 point whatever. But some people are above the average. So her body temperature just normally ran hot. And the nurse thought she had a temp.
I wonder if you could fool a nurse with like Jolly Ranchers, like red Jolly Rancher, like just putting it in the back of your throat and like getting it to where it's like back of your tongue's red
wouldn't
and everything.
They see it on your... Wouldn't they see the front part of your tongue?
Maybe. I mean, I just think in my head, I'm like, you
they
know,
probably have seen everything.
Blue lips. It's like, running out of oxygen.
You remind me of this story. This is a real true story. I did this when I was in high school.
One is true, by the way. Yes. Bree, I can see it in his eyes. This one's a real one.
I was like,
you reminded me. This story, like, I would have never thought about this. But one time I wanted to go home, right? So I wanted to get out of science class. So I was like, what's a good excuse for me to go home? So I went to the bathroom, started putting hot water in my mouth and hold it in my mouth because
so it could make the temperature same high?
Like I had a temperature.
Yeah.
But I was on the third floor and the nurse's office was like down on the first in the front. So I was like, I got to do it long enough. So by the time I get there, it'll still have a temperature. So I'm in there for about a good, I don't know, 10 to 12 minutes putting hot water.
You were invested
in
this.
Yeah, we'll go down to the nurse's office. She takes my temperature. I said, I'm not feeling good. She takes my temperature, right? The little thing beeps. She pulls it out. And she's like, oh, my God. You have 104. Like, she started tripping.
Yeah.
She goes and starts getting ice packs, putting them under my arm. Putting them on my head. So she's calling my mom. She's like, he has, you know, such, such, such. He
Did
needs to go home. Emergency. Wait a minute. So I started to panic. Like, oh, Lord. What's going on here? Please, no. And so, am I really sick? Like, you know, type stuff.
You faked yourself out.
Right. So she took it again and it was coming down. Like, because I'm now when she's in there talking to my mom, I'm in there going, trying to cool my mouth off. Like,
so I'm trying to cool licking the ice on your armpit.
My mom comes, picks me up, and then she's, you know, she probably still needs to go get checked out. And so on the way, my mom's paying. I was like, Mom, I faked it.
Yo, Casey. Now some kid's gonna be like, ooh, so that did work. Me thinking about doing that so I don't have to go to work. Oh no. Me and the teacher. If you drink teacher lounge water, you're gonna die. Don't do that.
We had the old mercury thermometer at my house when I was a little kid, and I remember trying to fake it, and I put it on the light bulb, and literally it just went poof, and blew up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You put it on the light bulb,
yeah.
You still that alive.
It was like 400 degrees,
that
it like instantly blow up.
The mercury ones did not play.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All right, this one is, I didn't even think about this, but it just gives you a snapshot of other countries. We haven't had school nurses in the UK for a long time. Everyone Everyone in our school is trained in basic first aid. We have a core of staff of pediatric first aid qualifications and very clear procedures to keep all children safe. Another one of those.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, that'd be interesting. I think that's interesting. I think that's the better method, because I think that
it's not, the nurses,
I think teachers
so
as a whole, because from my experience, I think I was undertrained on actual first aid. I talked about this on Crying in My Car a while back, the CPR. They never trained us teachers on CPR. That's a life-saving measure.
Right, because we have to have it for coaching.
Like, yeah, we don't have to have it as teachers. And I think I was like, man, why is that? That's a one-hour training that could save a kid's life in class. Mm-hmm. And yet it's not something that we're trained in. Right. And I think that that's, you know, basic
especially
first aid.
Especially for all the situations, because it's like, why are we have fire drills and tornado drills and all kinds of stuff like that. It's like, if any of that stuff actually happened, like,
we're not trained in the Heimlich maneuver, but I got a much bigger possibility of a kid choking than I do of a tornado hitting.
Well, we have those, like, and we have to have that training. So what they do is they have the health CPR dummies, you know what I'm saying, that they have, that they actually teach to the kids. So what they'll do is they'll have them planted through, and they usually do this after school. And so they'll have a random doll, CPR doll, laying on the ground. Mm-hmm. And as you're walking, you got to, you know what I'm saying? And just do the whole steps.
This is like en route to you leaving school, or it's part of the training?
Yeah, it's part of the training.
Oh.
So just, yeah, so you're walking
change
around.
Your situation you
right.
in. Like,
so as you're walking and you see one like at a one little post, and you're like, oh, and then you do the whole, Tim, are you okay?
Because the CPR training.
Right.
Yeah, the CPR training trains for the AED too. Because like they, but then there's, you know, people don't even know what the AED is or where it even is. And most of the time the AED is in the gym. So it's for if somebody has a heart attack to, it's like the clear, but it's like the portable version of that.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, the amount of people's lives that the AED is saved. But like, think about if
but you spend
like
3 days at the beginning of school learning how to put in grades, like, and yet
and you do
not
the
learning how to survive.
Training.
You know, not learning how to actually like help the children in a case of an emergency.
Some of the grades need CPR. You got to blow life into them, because I tried to revive some of these grades and it was horribly hard.
They had no chance of making it. I guess this nurse, number 13, this nurse, she wanted auto smoke because she got tired of them sending these kids down here for stuff. She said, I sent a kid to the nurse for a Band-Aid once. The kid came back with a Ziploc bag of Band-Aids, little samples of petroleum jelly, and some cotton swabs instead. She's like, okie dokie, boo-boos are now my job. So
now,
the nurse was trying to say,
you didn't get one of those?
What?
Did you ever get a little kit? We got a Band-Aid full of Band-Aids and stuff, so you didn't send it down to the nurse. It was Band-Aids, gloves, gauze.
What?
Yeah, and
my audible shock
and little antibiotic cream.
Never.
Yeah, but
life.
If there was like a cut or something, you just bandage, put the cream, and yeah, it was.
You didn't get those?
We got them every year. And then if you didn't use it, you had like more and more and more and more. And like I had a full on like file
ER
cabinet.
Room.
Got me a little medical clinic in here.
Yeah, but it was, I had so much stuff but the nurse gave it to us every year.
Well, this is more so opening my eyes too, to see like the different hats. Cause we talk about the different hats that we wear as teachers, but it's even more so opening my eyes to see all the different things that school nurses do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't realize you had to deal with, you know, some of the stuff that parents say to them. Cause I'm thinking of like that when the parent finally comes to pick their kid up from the nurse, the kid is already in the front office. But you even think about how overwhelmed school nurses were during COVID. And like during COVID, when we finally went back to like part virtual, part in-person learning, I mean, our school nurse's office was, it looked like a ER waiting room, because like they had like curtains sectioned off where they hung stuff from the tiles to separate the kids. They had like different areas for, you have a fever, you don't have a fever, you just have, you know, you have a cold, whatever. School nurses were so overwhelmed during COVID.
Our nurses gave us the shots, the vaccine shots.
Really?
In school, yeah.
Wow, I didn't
right
know that.
There, yeah.
I thought they, the well, I guess.
Well, you were supposed to get them done prior, but I mean, if they needed it, I imagine they were trained to do that.
Yeah.
For the teachers. I don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
School nurses. We had the flu shot available one time.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you weren't talking about to the kids.
No.
You were talking about to the teachers.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, dang, no. They gonna know some. They parent don't gotta be present for them to get the vaccine. Hey, just so you know, we vaccinated your kid while they was at school. What? I'm not permission.
Right. Hell no. That's lawsuits waiting to happen.
Yeah, that's lawsuit waiting to happen. But I didn't think about this. This episode has really helped me think about like all the different things that school nurses do. Because some of these nurses, they're the sweet. I will be honest. I've never met a mean school nurse. No. I just haven't. They are some of the sweetest people I've ever met. Now, I know other people are like, nah, our school, we're going to get some comments. People are like, my school nurse was so mean, but I've been blessed. But the school nurses that I've encountered, they've all been like some of the sweetest people I've ever met. Every time that we do an episode with the different person, I always wonder what it would be like if we all taught in the same school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we would have fun.
Yeah.
It
would be a mixture between fun and us on the verge of losing our jobs.
Yeah, Devin's like, Casey, can you please come down here and get Bree? Here comes Bree. She's crying again.
I'll tell you what, that teachers versus student staff basketball game.
I is going down. I'm knocking kids into the bleachers.
Yep.
Sending them to the nurse.
The school nurse is watching like, oh my gosh, like please, for the love of. I mean, you think about like field day. Field trips, like, just field day, they probably deal with so many scrapes and bruises and burns and all kind of stuff on field day. They deal with hurt. They deal with hurt and pain, mostly hurt feelings when y'all get dunked on at that teacher-student basketball game. Like, go to the nurse, your feelings are hurt.
One thing I wonder, too, is how like, much of a counselor role sometimes you have to take on, because sometimes a lot of kids use the nurse as a way to get home because they don't like where they're at right now.
Yep.
And I think that's hard to detect, but I think that they probably know.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Don't fever. But you really want to go home. I mean, that's a hard position to be in, knowing that kid's going through something.
Well, this past week at school, I literally consistently thought this entire week, we need more mental health professionals in school. We need more mental health professionals in school. We need more mental health professionals in school. Mm-hmm. Because if we have a school nurse, I know we have, you know, a school counselor, and we have like a, you know, mental health counselor on campus, but we need more people. We need more. Like if we have one mental health person in our school, we need another one, like, or and then a DJ Khaled, another one, like, as many as we can get, because, you know, we talking about like their physical health and checking their temperature and stuff like that, but we need to talk their mental health too, like the kids, like if we know what we go through as adults as far as mental health, the kids, especially the stuff that they go through, we need more mental health professionals in schools. I agree. I don't know any better way to put that other than just stating it plainly, but yeah.
I agree.
Because got to check your physical health and your mental health.
Yep. Those kids are showing up to the nurse. He called me Slimmy Hips.
I literally hate y'all. Oh, this says a nurse in our school was reported for helping a child when their tooth fell out. For some reason, the parent thought the nurse pulled the tooth. The nurse was told that if she didn't stop, she would be charged with practicing dentistry without a license. I wish I was joking.
Wow.
Y'all trying to lawsuit the teachers? I mean, y'all are trying to lawsuit the teachers, but
the nurse.
Y'all trying to lawsuit the nurse?
I'll tell you, if I was the nurse, I would be practicing dentistry by knocking your teeth out when I see you after school.
Square up.
Coming up.
You're trying to help your child.
And then setting it in a cup of milk.
Yep.
Another callback.
I still don't know what the cup of milk is for.
I don't know either. I don't know
what the cup of milk is for.
We don't know.
But I mean, I'm sure, like, I guess, like, they probably have, like, some type of, like, insurance to protect them.
I imagine they have to be highly insured.
I mean, I'm again, this is, it's sometimes when we talk about stuff on the podcast, I go and do more like looking into it, because it's just something I wouldn't normally think about. Like, I don't normally, you know, a kid asked me to go to the nurse, school is so crazy, like, I'm like, yeah, go to the nurse. Like, I don't put any more thought into it after that.
Right.
But doing this episode, and this is why we like hearing from other teachers around the country and hearing y'all stories, because some of the stuff I would have never thought of. Right. Like, I didn't think of, you know, the fact that, like, you literally, the kid is like telling their teacher, my tooth is about to fall out. And the teacher's like, go to the nurse. You go to the nurse, my teacher told me to come down here because my tooth is about to fall out. And you as the nurse, like, you're hopping into action, like, is your tooth about to fall out? And then get accused of practicing dentistry? Hey, man, your son came down here and said his tooth was going to fall out. I didn't pull it.
Right.
I just gave him an apple.
I let the apple pull it. I just tied a string around his tooth and then slammed the door, and it came right on out. And then I put it in a cup of milk. or pickle juice, whichever one you prefer.
In all seriousness, we really appreciate every nurse that's out there.
Truly, yeah.
That's servicing our kids. You're doing a wonderful job. No matter what the grade level is, you know, it's a necessity. We appreciate you, and I know that the children do as well. This has been another wonderful episode of Teachers Off Duty Podcast.
Your low voice.
Smooth operator. KC Mack. That's right. KC Mack Funny. Follow me on all platforms. And
Anastasia Vibes.
And Devin Siebold, Devin Comedy on most of the platforms.
Already. And make sure you're following the Teachers Off Duty Podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep on following us, man. Watch us grow, and we'll definitely love you for
what
it.
What was the shimmy? I was like, I just felt like
And board teachers. You got to follow board teachers. Hello. Got to follow them.
Are
Duh.
You okay?
What's wrong with you guys?
Are you okay?
I'm just so glad.
What's
that
the shimmy?
We had a wonderful month of episodes.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, Devin. Thank you Woo-hoo! For coming here, man. It's been a beautiful, beautiful.
And check out Devin's podcast, Crying in My Car.
Yes, Crying in My Car.
I love that y'all sit
we
in like
be on
actual.
That.
Yeah,
we
please.
Do want to be on
You've
that.
You've been on it. You got to be on
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it was
be on that.
So much fun. Mm-hmm.
I want to be on that.
The actual car seats. When I came, they didn't have a car seat for me. I had to sit in a regular chair.
Yeah, you.
Mm. When you have guests on your podcast, you need to have another car seat for them.
Oh, yeah, we will.
You do now?
No, but we will.
Oh, you need to. No, but you started. How long is your podcast been around?
3.5 years.
Yeah, because didn't you film your podcast in your garage when you first started out?
Yeah,
that's cool. Look at you.
In your car?
I interviewed the Secretary of Education in my garage.
I remember that.
In my garage.
Like, that now I
literally had to go inside and be like, hey, listen, don't nobody come in here. I'm going to be talking to the Secretary of Education. I'll be right back.
It is amazing. I remember that, Devin. That was a huge
wild,
accomplishment for your podcast. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so check out Devin's podcast, Crying in My Car.
Checking out Devin. Keep checking out us. Keep checking out you. We love you.
I see you staring at me, looking at you.
Bye, best friends.